This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
My man, I want to be your lover.
Noon, hump day, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations, it's all downhill from here. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. We'll get back into some college football conversation, some of the headlines coming out of the spring meetings in Destin for the SEC. We got some Kirby Smart audio for you as well. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
We were talking because, you know, the Falcons OTAs and things. And so we were just talking about, you know, the whole Cousins thing, not being OTAs. And I'm just at a point where he's like, okay, I'm tired of being the good soldier. Because me and you are in the same thing. Like, why come anyways? Like, I was shocked he was there in the first place when it started.
Right.
So
it seems like come to all of it or come to none of it.
Yeah, like right? what kind of point are you proving? They've already said they're not going to do you a solid. I think you don't understand that. They're not going to do you a solid. Now, it's – I won't say it's their fault you're in this situation because you did get hurt and didn't tell anybody and all those things. But at the same time, like, they're not going to just cut you and eat that money.
No, clearly.
Clearly.
Clearly. Otherwise, they would have already
Otherwise, they would have done it. Yeah. They would have done it after the Super Bowl thing. Mm-hmm. They would have done it after so many different things, and yet they still have not moved you. They are comfortable with you being the backup quarterback. Now, I know you're not comfortable being the backup quarterback, which is, you know, glaring.
Yeah.
But they are comfortable with you being the number two.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to have to get comfortable. Or you could just hold out.
Yeah.
Like, which would be, to me, the worst case scenario, because even any of this is kind of like, it's not the worst case scenario, but it's not a good scenario because there's like kind of two things happening right now. One of them is an exciting young team who did the thing we finally wanted them to do in the draft, and they've got the young quarterback that people are fired up about and offensive weapons and like all of this, I don't know, promise sort of like from a roster perspective.
Right.
And then there's this middle part that is, yeah, that's true, but the general manager is in year 5 and they haven't had a winning season yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the expectation over the last couple of years was playoffs and they fell short. So the coach is on the hot seat too, it seems like probably. And then so that's not great. Like that doesn't really line up with the roster because the roster is young and exciting and everyone's excited to see it.
Yep.
But if the young being the key word, roster plays young, these guys are probably going to get fired for it. And then you got over here, like a quarterback controversy, sort of. Like, I don't know if it's really a controversy or whatever, but it's not what you want. It's not the quarterback story you want.
Right.
So it is just a weird thing. Like, and that's to me why I would have gotten rid of it a long time ago.
Yes.
Because then at least we could be focusing on the young, fun, exciting roster.
Without
and then there's the other part, too. With, yeah, the coach has to coach better, and hopefully right. the general manager finally his vision came to be and all that kind of stuff. But that's more normal football stuff. There's not very often that I can remember ever any team I've covered or been a fan of or anything like that where I'm this excited for the quarterback and there's a quarterback controversy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Never. Never happened. Only the Falcons.
Yeah, but get comfortable, bro. Like, don't withdraw the babies. Because, like, again, they're not going to eat this money.
Nope.
They're not, because you're paying them anyway. So, you know, and it took me a minute to come around on that, because I know we had callers back in February saying, well, they're paying them. I might as well keep them. Like, nah, you got to get rid of them.
The reason that I said no is the same reason that I feel now, because I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because I don't want this around.
Yeah.
Like, this is it's just a
– There would not be a game that is played that's not mentioned.
Yeah. No, not one.
No.
Not one. And if it gets into training camp, that'll be one of the defining stories of training camp. And that it sucks. Like, it's totally unnecessary. You messed up. You messed up.
Yep.
You gave him a contract that was poorly constructed on the back end.
Because you didn't have to do it.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that. You did. Obviously, had he played better, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. But he didn't, and we are.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to eat your mistakes and hope you can fix it by winning, because that's the only thing you can do.
That's it.
Win games, no one's going to care about this a year from now.
At all.
But here we are. So, I don't know. That to me, is that my reason for wanting to end it at the beginning is the same as now, is because now here it is lingering. People wondering why he's not there or if he's there and all this kind of stuff. And it's like... So unnecessary and distracting from the more important stuff. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. We'll hear from the guy who's actually going to play quarterback.
Set!
All right, Michael Penix, QB1, starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, talking about his time this offseason spent with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, just learning how to be a pro. You know, obviously he knows this is my second year. Coming into it, obviously my first year starting, you know, he talked to me about his times during that time and, you know, how he got to where he ended up. So, just those type of things, building blocks and, you know, things that that I needed to hear that I probably wouldn't hear from, you know, other people. But hearing from somebody that actually was in this position, you know, doing it at a high level. So that was big time.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get an opportunity to, you know, when the best player maybe in franchise history that you're on is a quarterback, yeah, you get an opportunity to lean on him and all those different things. And Matt is more than happy to help you with anything that Michael may need. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you can have that kind of resource or anything like that as a young player, it's always valuable, man. It's always valuable. I know this about Matt. He won't overstep boundaries and try to be like, yeah. Oh, no, you should do this instead. That's not what the conversation should be about or would be about. It'd be more about anything else other than that.
The other thing about that, too, to me, that is cool, is it seems like whatever static there might have been about the end of Matt Ryan's time with the Falcons, they've fixed it.
Yeah.
Like, it's good now.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be remembered as a Falcon. He'll be in the Ring of Honor and all that. He'll be a part of future stuff. Like, that's good. It's always good when franchise legends have that happen. I don't know if that's the case for this guy. I don't know if that's where they're at right now with old number 11, who used to catch passes from Matt Ryan. Here's Julio Jones, because Julio Jones, Roddy White, and Harry Douglas are doing a podcast now, right?
Yes.
Has the first episode come out now? It came out yesterday. Okay. I think I know what this – I think it's going to be a great podcast, and I think they're going to tell great stories because they have them. But I think I know what this podcast is going to be. I think it's just going to make – it's just going to drum up, like, rage for Falcons fans.
Yeah.
They're just going to tell more details of things that you are mad about. And then you're just going to get re-mad about them, which is pretty genius. Like, this is probably going to get a million downloads. People are going to really, they're going to hate listen to it.
Yeah, man.
Because it's going to be stories about stuff that sucked in more detail. For instance, Julio Jones talking about how many targets he got in the Super Bowl.
Man, about the Super Bowl, I have yet to go back and watch it.
Oh, the game?
I haven't went back to watch the game. And two, like, for me, just like in that game, it was just like I had four opportunities in that game. In that whole game too, though, like all this, what I've done and, you know, as the team, and we got to the Super Bowl, it's just like I had four opportunities.
Bro, that one catch you had on the sideline.
It was awesome.
I had four opportunities, though, the whole game. That's insane.
That is
four
ridiculous.
Targets in the Super Bowl.
No, that's ridiculous.
But, again, I did what was asked of me.
Yeah, it's crazy because I didn't. But see, that's what
I honestly didn't remember that.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Why can't we just leave it in the archive? Why has it got to be drugged up and now everybody's gonna be mad again all over damn again? Yep. Because that's just a snippet. And I mean, I advise everybody to download it and go do it because I know my man HD putting it down, and I know Rod and who is going to be amazing podcast.
You want to support those guys? Those guys are awesome.
Make sure you download it and everything like that. And support them, fellas, man. But yeah, it's going to be But isn't that what these podcasts do now?
Yes,
is they drum up everything and then it's like, see, I knew that was what happened.
There's two things that they do. They tell funny stories that we didn't ever know that are fun for people to hear, especially if they're a funny story about you.
Yes.
That's your story to tell.
Yes.
Those are great.
Yes.
And I think like Vernon Maxwell's done a great job with
that. I'm so glad Vernon Maxwell is back. There's nobody funnier.
Me too.
Vernon always been funny.
Some people were just made for the podcast and he's one of them.
And again, they going to hell eventually. I'm telling you, Jeff Teague and them boys, they're going to do a podcast from hell. Them dudes, they're so damn funny.
What'd they do this time?
We'll talk about that.
Oh, it's an off-the-air thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But them dudes there got problems.
Then there's the other thing that these podcasts do, which is go back and talk about, like, traumatic experiences for the fan base in greater detail to drum up engagement, which is what they're going to do. And here's the thing. Like, Julio talked that you could have looked at the box score and saw that. There's stories that will be told in this podcast that you can't look at a box score and tell.
Yes.
Like, you know? So I hope everybody has a plan for all the stories that might get told in this podcast. Not like, you know, anything outrageous is going to be told, but it's going to be like, hey, so Julio, how's your relationship with the Falcons organization right now?
Yep.
Then he'll answer that.
Yeah.
Then people will be like, why is it like that? Then, you know. I just hope that whatever it is, whatever the disconnect is between him and them that happened at the end,
come back.
I hope they can fix it because, man, the guy's a legend in the history of the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, and I know somebody's going to be wearing 11, but 11 should be in the Ring of Honor someday, and there's no reason for any animosity. So
yeah, I agree.
You hate to think that there would be. Steelers legend Terry Bradshaw calls pursuit of Aaron Rodgers, quote, a joke. He also told him that he should go out in nature and eat some bark.
He said go eat some damn bark.
Which is... Yeah, do we have that? Phenomenal. Let's hear that from Terry Bradshaw.
What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go somewhere and chew on bark and risk it to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
Who the hell is
it? Jason Marks is he talking to?
He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like, I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing.
He does not like Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
He does not like Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Terry Bradshaw likes anybody outside of the crew that he's with and, like, the old Steelers. He don't like nothing about the new Steelers.
Nope. Does he like Mike Tomlin?
I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like
it. I don't think so.
Maybe he did at one point, but I think that's sour.
But yeah. Terry don't like nobody.
Let's flip side, though. Does anybody like Aaron Rodgers that has been around him?
Yeah, people like him.
Who?
Like, he'd be on Pat's show.
Joe Rogan likes him, yeah. Pat McAfee pays him $1 million to do that.
True. I don't know. He got friends.
Alan Lazard loves him.
Devontae Adams loves him.
Loves him.
Yeah, so people like him.
Okay.
People like him.
All right.
I mean, yeah. He's just a different cat, man. He is. He's a different cat that one of them penitentiary library reading brothers.
Yeah, he got real smart,
you know,
real
got
quick.
Got real damn smart and want to educate you while your ass doing a 25-year bid.
Yeah, he's been doing
his own
research.
I know what to do, brother. Now I do what you did. You didn't educate me. I'm glad you're learning something. Should have read that book for your ass went in there.
All right. Who was Terry Bradshaw talking to there, though? That was a fun country-sounding podcast there. It was an Arkansas morning show? Phenomenal. That's exactly what Arkansas Sports Radio should sound like. Goodness. Hell yeah. That's perfect. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football. We got some Kirby Smart audio for you. Greg Sankey.
We just text, go Dawgs. Like, we got a big fish.
Oh! We'll see if we can figure out who that is, too. We probably won't. But if we do, we'll tell you who that is coming up next, too. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into the back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes from right now. We'll let you hear a little bit from Kirby Smart, maybe a little bit more from Greg Sankey as well coming up. I know they're down there in Destin doing the spring meetings and media availability and all that kind of stuff. And I know Kirby was on Paul Feinbaum's show yesterday. I think he was on the SEC morning show, mm-hmm. Peter Burns and those guys today. He has used one of my favorite new coach, because you know I'm a sucker for coach quotes, you know, like motivational coach quotes.
Yes.
Kirby Smart said, "You can't cry from a yacht," which is just absolutely correct.
You can't
cry from a yacht. Basically, he went on, they asked him about the open windows for transfer portals and stuff, and he was like, talking about this being a problem and that being a problem, all very reasonable. Like, that's the thing about it is, all of his quotes get chopped down into these little sound bites. I would encourage you to go listen to the long-form answers that he gives on all these topics, because they're really thoughtful. Like, they're, right. And at the same time, like, speaking his side and then acknowledging, yeah, also, it's also hard for them in this way, or this part of it isn't fair for whatever. Like, he's kind of coming at it from a lot of different angles, and he talked about the two transfer windows, and at the end of it, he was like, but nobody wants to hear me complain. Nobody wants to hear Georgia complain. Mm-hmm. National champions and all this stuff. You can't cry from a yacht.
No.
Then we need to fix it.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to listen to me talk about this after all the money I've made for all these years. And he's absolutely right. The level of self-awareness that it takes to be like, this needs to get fixed for the good of everyone. It really would be for the good of everyone. But at the same time, me saying that seems a little bit like both sides of my mouth. Amen. Well done, Kirby.
Yeah, I think that, I think B.A. might have said it yesterday when he was on. He's right. Like, it ain't really that the coaches don't want the players to get money. That has nothing to do with anything.
No.
It's about the fact that
they don't care about that at all.
Like, God, dog, can we, like, have a roster? Mm-hmm. You know? But, yeah, I sit back because he's getting old and wiser now. So, coaches like that are going to come.
Can't cry from a yacht.
Like, where do you read these things?
I don't know. You make that up?
And that's one thing Kirby does. Kirby reads a lot.
Yeah.
He's a big reader and all those
things.
Seems
like a reader. And not even like a fake reader like me.
Yeah.
He actually, he's not, because I'm a book on tape. So I, you know.
Oh, as long as you get it in you. It's
getting in there.
Yeah.
But I think Kirby sits there like maybe even like with a nice like table lamp.
Right.
You know?
Right.
With a stained glass shade.
With some reader glasses.
With some readers, you know? I think he's got like a nice leather chair that he sits in
with
and
them
reads.
With tacks on it. What are those
brass
things?
Brass tacks.
Is that what they really call it?
I think so.
The tack looking thing that are in the
some
chair?
Sort of upholstery tack.
Yeah,
I know
man.
What you're talking about.
Man,
that's one of the classiest looks you can have.
I can never.
A leather chair with the brass tack on it?
I had an office, but every time I get an office, it gets turned into something else. And so I had the house in Florida, and I wanted one of those, especially Andy. And I never would sit in it. Because
You had one?
Yeah, I had one. I never would sit in it because I always thought that was when I'm done playing.
You're still playing. Yeah.
And everything like that. And
like, that's where
you sit there in your corner and you look at stuff.
Financial documents.
Yeah, that.
With
your glasses.
Yeah, or like you read books that have quotes like that
for
Kirby.
No
or like smoke a cigar, you know? Isn't that what you do in that chair?
Man, yes.
Like you do like a little, like you take a peek at your financial statements.
Yes.
And then you take a deep breath of pride knowing how much money you've made. And then you light up a nice cigar. Maybe you have a little bourbon or something. That's what that chair's for me. I want one of those chairs too. I just got to start smoking cigars.
Yep.
And get my financial situation in order. Then we'll get the chair and I'll be sitting in it like Kirby. Let's hear what Kirby said about that. This is not from that same interview, but this is him talking about dealing with the transfer portals.
To be playing in a championship setting and having to deal with that. But when I brought that up as a complaint or a problem, it was told to me, there's no crying from the yacht.
Oh, he said it
so
there
if you're going to play in these environments, you have to be willing to do that.
Okay.
But stop.
I wonder who told. So someone told him that.
So what do you mean you have to, if you want, so if you're good, all right, we know one thing. If you're good, there's two things. You're going to lose players and you're going to lose coaches.
Yep.
When you're good, when you're a great football team.
Yep.
But why are you punished for being good? Because if you're good, you're in this setting to win and play for a championship.
Yeah, that's right.
So why are like.
I hadn't considered that part of being punished for being good. I was thinking about kind of like the different. Like if you wanted to classify it as like socioeconomic classes, like there's the upper middle class, the upper class, mm-hmm. the middle class, whatever. And I was thinking about how there's kind of two middle classes now in college football. There's the Power Five teams that are in those the Power Four teams that are in those conferences, but never really have an opportunity to win a championship.
Yeah.
You got to strike while the iron's hot. If you get a good transfer portal window or you keep a guy, whatever, like Indiana last year or like Arizona State last year, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, the teams that aren't perennially going to do it, because you know what's going to happen to those teams if they have one good year. Either the guys that stayed around to win it with them are going to go to the NFL,
yes,
or they're going to graduate,
yes,
or they're going to get poached.
Yep.
They're going to get poached by other schools that have more NIL money. So, like, you have one bite at the apple every, I don't know, decade or however long it is if you're in Arizona State or something like that. Then there's one step below that where you don't have an opportunity to win a national championship. Like, you're Appalachian State,
right,
or you're Tulane, or you're something like that. Like, you're never going to win a national championship. But you still have a big fan base, and you have a proud program and, mm-hmm, all that, and you can win your conference and maybe you can make the playoff, but then you get penalized for that too. Because if you're Appalachian State and you win the Sun Belt and you go to the college ball playoff in this new format, you're going to lose 10 guys.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to afford to pay them. Like, so that happens. And then now there's this, the teams that actually do have a chance to win a national championship play too long. And then the portal opens,
yeah,
and guys leave their team.
It's unbelievable.
During the playoff. Like,
it's
we
got
to find a way for everyone to not be getting penalized for being good.
And that's unbelievable. Like, but that was crazy, because we've been doing the show long enough to be like, you know, when they first started not going to bowl games, the regular ones, when Chris McCaffrey,
yeah,
and all those guys,
yeah,
opted out and everything, like, well, but they won't do it if they got an opportunity to win a championship. And right on damn time.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong.
Yeah. And it was the first year where more teams were in there.
Yeah.
That'll happen more. If they go to 16, that'll just be more guys doing it. Because, I mean, that's the other part about it, too, is it's a copycat thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and guys are going to take that as an opportunity to leverage it and get more, right? You're,
mm-hmm,
going to get more money transferring in the middle of the college football playoff,
yep,
than you would when there's less at stake, right? So you play that leverage-wise, you're just going to get more, which is, you know, back to the thing we talked about yesterday. Good for the bank account of the guy.
Yep.
Guy plays the game, good for the game. Is that good for the game? Not to me. But he would argue that it is. It was great for the game. It was great for my game. I got $2 million,
yeah,
to leave my team in the middle of the playoff,
yeah,
and go to another,
because,
team.
Because, I mean,
it's great for the game.
I mean, and the NIL, it's, you know, it has its point and its purposes and everything like that. And I think a lot of it, you know, as we talk about, you know, agents and things like that, like, your agent works for you and everything. But I think a lot of time it comes from the peers, the parents.
Parents
and everything. It was so funny because, Jermaine O'Neal, had a great point, because he's coaching now. And they were asking him about, you know, the challenges of coaching in today's era. And he was just talking about that right there. But he wasn't talking about the kids. He was talking about,
yeah,
everything else.
Yep.
Because it's always something. It's always And maybe because we were so independent at their age, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, I will always confess, I'm raising these little blank holes too. You know what I mean? You know, but I mean, my kids know how to do a lot of things where you look and you, like, look at the young man and, like, you don't know how to do what? What the hell you mean you don't know how to do that? Oh, my mama goes, no, eventually you got to be a damn grown ass man and be able to learn how to do some certain things so you can be a grown ass damn man. But when you look at this whole, I mean, we talked earlier about change, like, everything does not need change, and they're trying to change everything so fast. They're not letting other things breathe. They're not giving it an opportunity to see if it works again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Oh, it worked. So we need to add on to it. Instead of, like, okay. Like, again, I love the 14 playoffs. That was my thing. I don't care too much for the 12, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You keep adding more teams, it's going to water everything down, in my opinion. That's just not my thought process, because they're not going to stop at 16.
No, they're not.
I
read a little bit this morning about how complicated they're trying to make 16.
Yeah.
Doesn't 16 seem so easy? It's four rounds. Everybody plays, and then there's eight, and then there's four, and then there's two, and then there's a champion. Not in their scenario.
No.
There's going to be, like, double buys and all kinds of crap. It's like, what are we doing?
Why does it have to be that complicated?
12 was weird because it's not a normal number to get down to a champion. You had to do buys. You don't have to do buys at 16.
Go back to – what was the format I'm thinking of with Georgia Southern used to win? The Division II. Remember,
right,
the Division II playoffs? How they won? Just go like that.
Yeah, it was – I know. Or, like, every level of,
yes,
football.
Yeah.
Like, every state's championship in football.
Why does it have
or
to –
Or Division II, Division III, NAIA, every
are
division.
Are y'all trying to make it – the money is still work.
I know. It's still going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a lot of money. I don't know. It's
just want to be special. Just want to be special.
Got to overcomplicate it.
Angela Bassett said the Furious in Boys in the Hood, you might be cute. She ain't special.
Would you rather be cute or special?
Oh, man. Special.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, special can bring out the cuteness. Yeah, you're like, Oh, look at that special talent
he has.
Special.
Look how special.
Look at that special talent he has.
Special is a versatile word because it's not always a compliment.
No, right.
that's special. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. It's going to be a special edition of the back page with Bo. I'm pretty sure about that. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump day. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, in which we will spend a few minutes on the Braves and their just putrid offense. And then we'll talk some NBA playoffs. Grant McCauley is going to join us at 1:20, and we'll talk more Braves with him, obviously. But just another disappointing performance offensively for the Atlanta Braves last
year.
Zero runs. First time they've been shut out since like that first week and a half, though.
Oh, there we go.
So they hadn't been shut out in a while.
All right, there we go.
A few one-run games in there. But
all right, so there is some optimism.
A little silver lining. Yeah, 9.5 games out now after losing to the Phillies last night.
They've come back for bigger deficits.
The other thing that kind of sucks is, like, the great thing about baseball is always, all right, yesterday was bad. go get them today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might rain out today. Looks like weather's real bad up there in Philadelphia, so they're probably not even going to play today.
Great.
So, yeah, hopefully it'll pass.
6:45 start, though.
I'll take it. Love a 6:45 start. That game was over so early last night.
I will take it. More ways than one. But I'll take it.
True.
Like, they're in a position, Andy, when it's like they're down 2-0 in the fourth inning. I think it's over.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think it's pretty much a wrap. Yeah.
Or, like, they'll score 3 runs in the second inning, and I'm just like, that can't be it.
Right.
You guys need to remember there's 7 more innings, and you need to score a couple more runs. 3 is probably not going to get the job done, and then you just slowly watch them bleed out for the rest of the game, and they lose 4-3. It's like, God, brutal. Anyway, they lost last night, so we'll talk to Grant McCauley about all of that. We'll get to the back page in just a minute as well.
But yeah, what were we just talking about? God, dog, I slipped my mind before that. So go ahead and go to the back page.
All right, we'll go to the back page then.
God, dog it.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
Oh,
you remember?
Yes.
Well, here's what we'll do. I'll save the sponsorship read for a minute, and then I'll say it after we do this.
I know, because we got Braves, and then we got Grant. So is it over in OKC?
I think it is. I think it is.
Okay.
I hope it's not. I want Ant-Man to be able to have. I think Ant-Man can maybe get him one more, but it's just a delay of the inevitable.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think Minnesota wins tonight.
You do?
Yes.
How?
I think Ant.
You're gonna do another one of those ones he did in Game 3.
Yeah.
I hope so. Like, he's got to be annoyed with the discourse surrounding Game 4.
Yes.
And everyone just sort of blaming him for not taking more shots and all that. So, yeah, I don't know. I hope so. I really like watching him play. It would suck for his offseason to start tonight. But, boy, is Oklahoma City better than those guys.
Yeah.
They are just roster for roster so much better than those guys. All right. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations. Shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Talk about putrid offenses. Goodness gracious alive, man. We went up against like a little 3-foot-tall Trevor Hoffman last night. Now, if you remember your baseball history, Trevor Hoffman surmounted like 600 saves, number 2 all time, by mostly throwing a changeup. All right, that was his out pitch, his go-to pitch. He threw it a lot. Went up against this little girl last night, man, and I don't know if she was doing it intentionally. She did have kind of a violent arm action, so maybe she was just going up there throwing straight changeups. We couldn't hit it for nothing. Like, we were telling them, up in the batter's box, wait on the pitch, out in front, out in front, out in front. We had a couple swings and misses on balls, like, just literally rolling on the ground.
What?
Had to play in the rain, which both teams did.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty last night.
You know, I think we were mounting a comeback, but ultimately ran out of time.
But you can play in the rain on turf.
Right. Yeah, as long as there's no lightning.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why, because we were up at Buford. And might have been some stall tactics at the end by the other opposing coach, but, you know, it's within the rules to go out there and BS around.
What are they doing, long mound visits and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like
some coaches use that as a strategy, call timeout, go out there, and they knowing there's only 5 minutes left in the game, they'll stall for like 2 minutes. Umpires aren't going to go say anything to them. Yeah.
Come on.
You know.
These are 11-year-olds.
But
what are we doing?
You
Who's your
it.
Favorite short pitcher of all time?
Oh, wow. I'd have to. Fernando Valenzuela couldn't have been.
Comes to mind, right? Fernando Valenzuela.
How can he not be?
Tim Lincecum was mine. He may be more skinny than short.
Was he short?
Was a freak? Was he that short?
He was skinny.
Short.
I know he was skinny.
He's not like short. He's not like 5'6 or anything, but he was. I don't think he was tall, but he was real skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 5'11? Okay. Well, I thought he was shorter than that. Okay. Well, all right. Take him off the list.
Well, anyway, so I did a little bit of digging, and by digging, I Googled it. And here's Chip Kelly from 2023. If you don't like Chip Kelly, this will help you like him just a
Not
little bit.
Not going to change my opinion on Chip Kelly.
When we talk about there are issues, you know, I'll give you a new one. Is there, we talk about here all the time, there's no crying on the yacht.
Oh,
like, we're
man.
On a yacht. Like, we could be a lot worse.
There's no
a lot,
crying.
No crying on a yacht. We practice every single day right there, and that is the Mattel Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And whenever we have a player talk about, you know, things aren't going good, or, you know, just take a peek across. You want to talk about realistic and what we're talking about and what we get to experience on a daily basis and what some families are going through right now in terms of what's going on from a life experience. Mm. That's where you can figure out. That's why I say this sport's never been in a better place.
I understand where he's coming from, and I promise you I've had coaches say this, and I kind of use it when I would try to get through something, you know. There's people that it's some people have it worse. Absolutely right. You're absolutely correct. People do have it worse. All right, you get to play a damn sport and get paid millions of dollars to do it. Nothing like it. But damn it, I don't want to hear that right now. You know why? Because my ass is tired.
Yeah, that's not really what we're talking about.
Yes.
Right? Like, there was
yes.
It was at the end of, what was it? Some golfer played bad at John Rahm. John Rahm played bad in the final round of the PGA Championship. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm disappointed, but at the end of the day, it's just a game we play and we make a lot of money and there's people that have it. Yeah, but so what? No one's talking about that. People want to know why you played like crap on the back nine on Sunday. Like, no one's saying this is as bad as a kid having cancer. No one said that. Like, no one thinks that it is. Obviously, we understand the different levels of circumstances in life. We were just asking why he didn't come through in the clutch.
Yes. Like, no, that's all I mean.
Well, if you put it in perspective. No, I'm not trying to put it in perspective. No, I'm trying to find out.
It's a question of why.
Why in this perspective, in this
Randy,
context.
I get what you're saying, and I see where you're coming from. But look, next time my kids ask me for a water break 15 minutes into practice, it's exactly what I'm going to tell them. Yeah. No crying on the yacht.
You see the goodness gracious.
Oh, I'm definitely going to tell Jack there's no crying on a yacht.
No crying on the yacht.
So how prepared are you to explain exactly what a yacht is?
Don't think he knows what a yacht is. Yeah. Or what, or anything, any of those words.
Is there a line that you tell your kids from a movie?
Yeah, do or do not. There is no try.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, nice.
There you go.
Because I try. No, that's not no. Do it.
I go old school with my boys, and it worked. It has worked. When it, remember Over the Top, The World Meets No One Halfway? Oh,
beautiful.
Also turn your hat backwards?
No, I don't do that. Oh. But, yeah, I always tell them that. And they'll tell you this. I'm talking about when they were young. I would always tell them that line. If you want it, you got to take it.
Hell yeah.
You got to take it.
That's great.
I know who else is taking it. It's Paul Feinbaum sitting on the beach stirring stuff up down there at the SEC meetings. So Lane Kiffin sits down right after Kirby, and Lane Kiffin starts off with Paul Feinbaum having to stick up for Kirby just a little bit.
Plus, I'm sticking up for Kirby. I just saw him walking off, and he said, you were mean to him today. Guy's only been to, I just counted when they had him listed up there, 7 of the 8 last SEC championships, and you rip on him today.
I wasn't ripping on him. I was ripping on his quarterback.
Oh, okay.
I was
telling you, he seemed in a bad mood. He used to piss off Coach Saban. Now you piss off Coach Smart. It's like, you just move them around.
Yeah, I mean, Lane is... Like, I was at a point before he got to Alabama. I was like, I can't stand this dude.
Yeah.
I can't stand him. Now, do I still think he's an overrated coach? I do. But I like Lane.
Yep.
I like Lane. I think watching him on RC and Channing and Fred T's favorite podcast, watching him open up, I started liking him even more. But, yeah, man, Paul know what he's doing.
He does.
Yeah, Paul.
But it's not supposed to get this awkward.
Are we on the air?
I didn't know we were filming.
Oh, well.
Well, we're out of time. That'll be good for something.
Nothing has changed with Lane Kiffin. It's always like some of the most awkward TV in America, but I love it.
I think it's smooth.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah. It's better than those cookie-cutter interviews.
It is.
You know?
How's your new quarterback going to be this year, Coach?
Hey, how's your third-string safety, you know?
Damn.
I agree. I thought it was great. Like, I thought it was really funny. I don't think it was actually – I think they were both fully aware of what was happening.
Right.
Like, sometimes interviews are really awkward because it's like, dang, like, how are we going to fix this? How are we going to save this? This is weird. This person just doesn't want to be here. They were both in on it, it felt like to me. Like, Lane was making the jokes that he makes, very dry humor. Paul Feinbaum, kind of similar. I think he was joking when he said, are we on the air? I loved it. I thought it was a highly entertaining 5 minutes of video that I watched. And it is better than, all right, Coach, tell us about this whatever. And then they could give us the boilerplate quotes on
the progression of
whatever.
Your defensive back room.
Yeah, and then we just had a boring-ass 5-minute interview with a guy where we didn't learn anything. At least maybe somebody was entertained by that conversation.
So last night, Pacers do away with the Knicks. You know, the Knicks fans have a lot – well, some of the Knicks fans have a lot of money. The celebrities like to show up at all the games. So they were definitely in the building in Indianapolis last night. So Pat McAfee stands up and does a promo right before the game.
I knew you were going to use this.
Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Is here. to New York with their ears ringing. Let's turn this off.
Okay, can I ask you a serious question? Who is Timothy Chalamet?
He's an actor.
What did
he just played Bob Dylan in the Bob Dylan biopic.
Thank you.
I think he was in Dune.
Yep, Dune too. What's some other stuff?
I've never seen any of them. I want to watch the other one. The one you were just talking
about.
Bob Dylan movie. But
I honestly don't think I've ever seen a movie that he's in.
Yeah, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? But now I know you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, Abe loves him. Every time anybody talks about like who's an A-list, like heartthrob, whatever, Abe's like Timothy Chalamet.
I don't know about heartthrob. Abe, that'd be Glenn Powell. No. Glenn Powell would be the heartthrob.
Okay.
He played Wonka. He was in.
God damn.
What?
Don't say that, man.
What?
What? That he played Wonka?
No. The other part before that.
I think we did maybe watch that.
Tim Allen's a heartthrob. No, Abe. No, he's not.
Tim Allen.
Not Tim Allen.
Who the hell is he going to say?
That's awesome. I wish Tim Allen was thought of that way. That'd be great. Glenn Powell.
Yeah, him.
No, I don't think I've seen any of these movies. Maybe Wonka, but I'm not sure. Anyway.
This should never be anything.
Speaking of movies.
That's Abe's guy.
Yeah.
Think that movies could be back? And when I say back, I mean, you know, I guess 2020 kind of wiped out going to movies. But Lilo and Stitch, how about $341 million worldwide?
Wow, really?
Opening weekend.
I did not
going
realize
to see it tonight.
That was still a thing.
Yeah, man.
And it was live action, right?
Yeah, it is.
Real actors.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
That's one of the ones, like, we watch a lot of Disney movies at the house. That's kind of the back end of when they would be pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't really do the dark Disney movie anymore like they used to, like Bambi
opening
scene.
Like Bambi's mother getting murdered in scene one.
Or like various other things that happen in some Disney movies are like, dang, that's like a little bit, it's a little out there. They don't really do like evil stepmother stuff anymore. Lilo and Stitch is sad. They're trying to take her away.
I've never seen one.
Child Protective Service is trying to take her away.
They got the CDC
and
on
the sister,
there?
Yeah. The sister's trying to stick up for her.
The sister's trying to raise
her. She's got this maniacal little Stitch thing.
Yeah, then there's an alien trying to, like, I don't know. That one, it's a hard one to watch. It's good. It's a good movie, but, like, I don't know. That one, it's like, you know, you got this Frozen's now. Who's the bad guy? There really isn't one. It's like the weather's bad.
I like the bad guy in the cartoons, though.
I do too. It's just hard when it's.
They do all kind of have a point sometimes.
Yes, they do.
Oh, for sure.
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Eventually you get there. The end is happy. But like sometimes in the middle, I'm like, dang, this is heavy, man. Like, and Lily's like, why are they trying to take her? And I was like, man, sometimes that happens. Sometimes kids get taken
from their
families.
Your sister doesn't pay the bills.
It's just like, you don't have to have conversations out of Disney movies anymore that you used to have.
Yes.
Like when Bambi's mom got shot in the first scene. Is mommy going to die someday? You know what I mean? You don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, man.
Although their parents died in Frozen, so I guess they do. But you don't really see it.
Dude, it's been so long since I watched cartoons or Disney movies. They grow out them fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
Keep them there as long as you can.
Yeah, the ones that are coming out these days are pretty solid.
Inside Out.
Great movies.
Great movies.
Great.
The second one.
Great
and they're supposed to, they're supposedly making movies about that girl all the way until she's like 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those are what I heard. Those are very good. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.